The Vision app is the best place to find a growing range of Aussie-made, on-demand videos to help you look to God daily. Be challenged by a series of apologetic interviews produced by Creation Ministries International, and inspired by Helping Hands, which showcases people and organisations who make the world a better place. There are new videos being added every week in the free Vision Christian Media app. Just tap the Watch tab to see the growing selection. If you don't already have the app on your smartphone or tablet, download it now from vision.org.au/app. vision.org.au/app. Vision.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
Some encouraging news to report by way of assurances for protections of Christian schools who've been preparing for a battle over employment conditions and the loss of religious freedoms. Christian schools in New South Wales have welcomed the announcement by Attorney General Mark Speakman that religious discrimination will be outlawed in New South Wales. The New South Wales Attorney General says the absence of protection for religious freedom was a gaping hole in New South Wales anti-discrimination law. Let's get some insights. Mark Spencer is Christian Schools Australia Director of Public Policy. Mark's back with us. Mark, welcome to 2020.
Thanks for having me again, Neil.
Mark, those sorts of comments by the New South Wales Attorney General, you'd be pretty heartened by those, wouldn't you?
Look, we've certainly taken a glass half full response to the Attorney General's media release. We obviously haven't got all the detail of what's proposed, but he has come out and said that they will be making these laws to outlaw religious discrimination, which is certainly a positive first step.
Is it possible he knows something a little further in advance than others around what might be coming federally?
Well, yes, he does allude to the fact that he's not planning on finalising this legislation until the federal legislation is passed. Now, we think that's actually a little too cautious. We think that's quite possible for him to release that legislation at the same time as the federal legislation is introduced. But you will have, importantly, in New South Wales, with this legislation that he's proposing, if it does follow the pattern that's been set out in the Parliamentary Committee report earlier this year, you will have legislation that actually does protect individual Christians, does protect Christian organisations, Christian schools, Christian churches, and allow, after a long, long time, satisfaction of that gaping hole in what has been New South Wales anti-discrimination legislation.
Give us a little, in a nutshell, recap here for listeners who are not so sure of why all of this is so important to talk about, Mark. So there's been issues around Christian schools and their employment policies. How is that affected under the sorts of attacks that have been coming and the controversy that's coming around the legislation about religious discrimination?
Yeah, Neil, the legislation will certainly create a framework where people understand more what religious freedom is about and need the need for protection for Christian schools and other organisations. But I think equally importantly, possibly more importantly, it'll protect the man and woman in the pew when they're going about their life from some of the discrimination that we've seen, where Christians coming together have tried to make bookings for venues and they've been denied those bookings because of simply the nature of what they want to talk about there. Often the Islamic community has particular problems with young Muslim women who often get persecuted because of their religious dress. So it's not just about protecting Christians, not just about protecting our rights of use, but all people of faith will benefit from this. And, the New South Wales Welsh people generally benefit from that freedom being protected, that freedom to have and hold a belief. It's a pretty fundamental human right.
So the New South Wales Attorney General says that protection of religious freedom reportedly reflects modern community values. You might assume that the New South Wales government may be doing some research in order to actually say that there are modern community values here that do need to be protected and are reflected in the sorts of comments he's making.
Yeah, we'd actually say that they're old-fashioned, very traditional and long-standing community values. I mean, religious freedom has a history in human rights law going back to the early 1900s. In fact, some of the original human rights laws were around protecting religious freedom. But what the parliamentary committee early this year discovered was there was an overwhelming support amongst people who completed their survey as part of that inquiry for the protection of religious freedom. And we know in our multi-ethnic, multi-faith society, a pluralist society we do have in Australia, we have an increasing diversity of religious views. But faith is still important to a lot of people. They may not go to Sunday services as much as they used to, but many are still holding on to that faith and be engaging online, as many are now, or listen to your radio station.
Mark, how do you reflect on the track record or court precedents of the past about how perhaps the High Court of Australia might treat issues around religious freedom, and especially when it comes to Christian schools? Any thoughts?
Well, the High Court over the years has been very strong in its acknowledgement of the importance of religious freedom. In a case a few years ago now, they described religious freedom as the paramount freedom of conscience and really the essence of a free society. So once you get to that level of judicial review, that there's certainly a very strong appreciation for just how important religious freedom is to the sort of liberal democracy we live in, the sort of free society we live in, where we can have freedom of speech, we can have freedom of belief, we can have freedom of thought. They really are the pillars of our contemporary Australian society.
And of course, here we are in Australia thinking that we've enjoyed these freedoms, and there is, as we would know, much of the world that hasn't been able to enjoy the freedoms we have. But there are some international laws or international covenants that do govern these sorts of things too. Any thoughts on what international law says about religious freedom?
Yeah, there's been extensive reviews over the years about actually how Australian domestic law doesn't meet the standards of international law. So we've signed up to a number of international covenants, including one called the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. And it has very strong protections for religious freedom. It's one of the fundamental rights it protects, one of the non-derogable rights, as they say, which is it's one of the few subset of rights that has the highest level of protection. And there's been a number of inquiries, including the expert panel, most recently at a national level in 2018, that identified that Australian domestic law wasn't cutting the mustard in terms of meeting our international obligations, and particularly singled out New South Wales and South Australia as having no protections at a state level as well.
Okay, so if New South Wales and South Australia are identified there as lacking protections, do you know if there are other states around the nation, other territories too, that might be reviewing their laws on religious discrimination at this time?
There are reviews of anti-discrimination laws happening in both Queensland and WA at the moment. And recently, late last year, the South Australian government proposed change to their equal opportunity legislation. So there is a lot going on in this space across the country, and a lot for Christians to be aware of and to be involved in, making sure that religious freedom rights are protected across our country.
Of course, there are going to be those who will not want to see religious freedom protected, especially for Christian schools. There are going to be opponents of the sorts of things that might protect religious schools. And there's even word from the Attorney General federally that maybe we have to lower our expectations. What are your thoughts here for what may well be a battle that's coming ahead in the weeks and months?
Well, we'd certainly hope that isn't going to be the case. We know that there are people out there who who oppose religious freedom, who oppose that fundamental human right. They want to pick and choose which human rights that are protected, and human rights simply don't work that way. You can't select some that you want protected and just ignore others. That's not the way it's meant to work. You're meant to be able to protect all human rights, including religious freedom. That's an essential part of the nature of human rights legislation. Now, we know some people will attack that, but we're still hopeful that both the government and the opposition can come together and give bipartisan support to protections for religious freedom at a federal level that avoid those sort of straw man arguments that some of the activists throw around.
Mark, there is a huge number of Christian schools, Christian and independent schools all around Australia. And when there is a battle that goes on, when there is conflict between two sides and these sorts of things hit the headlines, an awful lot of people give their attention to Christian schools and say, I wonder if I should be sending my children there. For those who might be listening to us right now thinking, I need to get my kids into a Christian school, what sort of detail is there on the Christian Schools Australia website to inform people about what you're offering as a service in Christian schools?
Yeah, you can certainly come onto our website. You can get a bit of a taster for some of the things that our Christian schools are about, see some of the materials we provide to support them and making sure they provide a high quality, values-based education reflecting our beliefs. And you can also use our Find a School service there and locate your nearest Christian school, which hopefully will be one of our members.
And I guess some honour here for the public outspokenness of the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman. No doubt listeners may well want to send him a congratulatory note saying thanks so much for acknowledging and standing up for religious freedom. Mark Spencer, let me point people to the csa.edu.au website. That's the website for Christian Schools Australia. csa.edu.au. Mark, it's not the last time we'll be talking over the times ahead. Look forward to our next update. But thanks so much for being with us today on 2020.
Pleasure as always, Neil.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.